As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob, I'm deeply saddened to report this is our final visit with Jay Caulfield because the Penguins didn't make the playoffs again.
Yes, but it opens up plenty of golf opportunities on the calendar.
That's very true. You're going to be free on Wednesdays now, aren't you, Jay?
Yes, I will, Joe. Bob, how are you guys?
We've never been better.
It's a great day, Jay. I imagine you sound like you're getting ready to tee him up, if I guessed correctly. Or not.
Well, I'm out of town with my good friend, my buddy Brad Dressen, you know, the North Park Lounge in Cranberry.
Yeah.
We're on a little golf trip now.
I remember Brad from last year. Yeah, good dude.
Yes, great guy, and you know, hits the ball forever. But great time we're having. But it's good to talk to you guys. And Joe, I hope you get out today.
Well, Bob and I recently played Oakmont, Jay, and I'll have you know that while my score was incalculable, I did par number 13. Legitimately parred it, so I can say for the rest of my life, I parred a hole at Oakmont.
Congratulations, Joe. That's awesome. And Bob, it's great you guys went out there. And what a treat that is, Joe. Huh? There's nothing like that.
Oh, my God, yes.
And wait till the U.S. Open comes and all these new things they've done, Jay. It's going to be interesting to see how they score.
Yeah. No, I know, Bob. Right? And the rough, what that'll be like, Jesus.
5 inches all the way
amazing.
Through.
Yeah, they're guys they're just at a different level completely.
Well, unfortunately, the Penguins are at a different level right now, but not the good kind, Jay. They're not making the playoffs anymore. It's 3 years running. And I want to ask you first here, and it's Jay Caulfield, Stanley Cup champion, on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Kyle Dubas had an interesting answer when he was asked about Mike Sullivan, whether he'd be back, and he didn't necessarily say yes. He said, essentially, all indications are yes, but I have to meet with Sully. So let me ask you, if you were making the case to keep Mike Sullivan, what would be the first couple of items you'd have on that list?
Well, I think number one would be the respect that Sidney Crosby, the elite players, have for him. That's number one. I think they all understand the roster's not where they want it to be. So, but I do think when you have respect of your leadership in the locker room, then that's going to carry a lot of weight. I believe also the term, what he has left on the contract, if he wants to be here, Mike Sullivan can go anywhere he wants. Anything that's open, he could go grab it. But when you become the loyalty and what it's all about, and I've also said over time, right, guys, I've also said at some point the message falls on deaf ears. I've made that comment too. But if your leadership and the way Sidney Crosby performs and the comfort zone that they have with each other, that's what I mean. That you have to make sure all that stays smooth. That's just the way it is. And I think with Sidney Crosby behind him, that's why I think, and Mike Sullivan wanting to be loyal and not jumping ship when the things aren't good, I think that's why he would still be here.
Yeah, and he still has time left on the contract, and he seems to be okay with that. At least that's what Kyle Dubas said I want to ask you about another former Penguin coach who has an interesting dilemma on his hand. That would be Rick Tocchet out in Vancouver. Jim Rutherford the other day had a press conference, and he said that they are not going to pick up his option. However, they still want him back. And I don't, translation to me, that means maybe that maybe Rick doesn't want to be there. I'm not so sure. There are a lot of openings, and I would imagine he's going to be there. They also plan to make him a really good offer, maybe one of the best offers any coach in the NHL has, to remain in Vancouver. But again, they didn't pick up his option. How do you read that situation, Jay?
I think between the communication that's going on, probably between Jim and Tuck, there's more to it than that. But I also think they need to, that organization is going to have to ante up. They're going to have to give him the right number to have him stay there. Because as I mentioned about Mike Sullivan, Rick Tocchet right now could go anywhere too. I will guarantee that the Rangers would be calling, the Flyers would be calling, Boston would be calling, anything that's open that's worthwhile, that you have depth in your organization, you've got great goaltending. Those two, Mike Sullivan and Rick Tocchet, can go to any of those places, and you're going to have to find the one that's going to pay you the number that you feel is worth making that move. I do believe Rick Tocchet is going to be one of the highest. He'll be the highest paid that's ever been in Vancouver, number one, but he's going to get a good number, a really nice number, and I would bet if they don't come up with the one that just is a sweet spot for Tock, he won't be there. But I expect them to come back with a really good number, Bob. But I also think Tock's going to weigh, he has the opportunity to weigh his issues and what are his opportunities. And this is, you look at it, if you're a guy like that, this your next choice right now, this is the one, right? It's, you've got one more to make, in a sense, right? Even though coaching can go on for a long time, you've really got one more choice to make, and he wants to make the right one. And let's say New York is prime. They have the right talent. They have great goaltending. Is that where he would want to go? Or does he want to just stay in Vancouver that has a load of talent but had a lot of issues this year? And the superstar, you know, Pettersson and Miller, that blew up, and the better player went to New York.
Yeah.
So now I do think, though, they got to come up with a big number to keep him, and Tock is going to certainly have his opportunities and options, and he's going to weigh what's best for him at this point. And the way it's worded, it did sound funny. I agree, Bob. Like, we're not picking up his option, but we want him back. Well, I'm not sure what that means. Well, you know, you don't hear it that way too often. But I think inside between their discussions, I think it's more about if they come up with the right number, he'll stay there. If they don't, he's going to move on.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, I think, because it was, to me, a classy move by Jim Rutherford, actually. You know, that he wasn't going to hold him to something he wasn't going to be happy with.
Yeah.
Gives him the option of doing what, but we're going to try to entice you to stay. So it's kind of a interesting dilemma. Most GMs, I don't know, would do that.
That's the way you read that, huh?
That's the way I read it. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but why would you not pick up his option if you have an option to pick up and yet say you want to bring him back at a bigger offer or a better offer?
What if he wants to bring him back at a worse offer?
I don't think that's going to be the case.
I mean, if you don't want to pick up his option, one of the things you might want to do is lessen his salary.
But I think they want to keep him. He made it. You know, they like him a lot, and what happened out there this year may have put a bad taste in his mouth. Plus, as Jay said, there are a lot of openings out there, and maybe he's just trying to be fair with him, you know? I don't know. Jay, you know,
it's a strange
situation. You know Rutherford. I don't think he operates that way. I think he's trying to do what's best for the player, or for the coach in this case.
Well, I think the respect level that Rick Tocchet has earned and deserved, you know, anything that's going to go back and forth, I think he's giving him a look, and I still find it to be, it was a weird, you know, the comment is kind of strange. Like you said, you really don't hear it that way too often, but I think they've had communication between each other. So Tock pretty much understands or knows where he's coming from. And if he gives him a look, and I do know, you know, that those options out there, there's big money in New York. Boston's never been big money, right? They've always nickeled and dimed that side. So that's an option, but it won't be the one for Tock, right? But I think New York, Philly would ante up, but Philly dissed Tock a couple years ago. And I don't think I think if he looks at the roster, where does he want to go? Can he win in Philly? You know, all those things. That's why I lean in New York and then what you have with Vancouver and what does he want to do? And if it's the right number, I still just go back to that. What's going to be the right number? Because this is, you almost have to look at it like this is like your last shot. To get just like a player would. I got one last shot at free agency, or I got one last look to get a big number, and that's what he's going to go after.
Jay Caulfield on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line on which you may communicate with City Limits.
Radar.
I was just going to say that. Should we go with Radar, Bob?
Yeah, why not?
Limits, are you open to that?
He doesn't know Radar O'Reilly, Jay, but we try to tell him about that MASH program.
Yeah, he knows what we're doing before we even do it. He's incredible, Jay.
I would be open to it, but I think we've created such a huge lore around City Limits where people call me that in public.
Now you're endorsing your own nickname, which I thought you wanted people to know you're Austin
Bob,
Bechtold.
When he's out
Bechtold.
When he's
your
out
dad
out of town,
mom want that to be known.
People call him Limits when he's out on the town, Bob.
I get both. It's legitimately half and half. Like, I get half Austin, I get half Limits.
This is like Joe Kopp when he would go out on the town when he coached horse. Football. People would go up and say hi, Horse. It was his name was Horse, basically. I don't know what to do, but anyway, you can communicate with Radar on the text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. Where they always say, "There's never a fee unless we get money for you." Jay, I'm a little confused on the Kyle Dubas message. Are they going to go all out to contend next year? It didn't sound like it. He said. The other day that it's one thing to contend for the playoffs. It's another to have a longer term plan. I'm just a little confused. But let's say they're trying to win next season. What's the one area that you would seek to shore up first? I know goaltending, but they apparently have Jari and they have young kids coming up. So I'll say other than goaltending, which part of this lineup would you be seeking to shore up going into next season?
Well, you know what you have with the Crosby line. Even if you just went with Rust and Raquel and went back to that number one, there's one line right there. But then we saw McGroarty, we saw Koivunen, and that can balance out the top six. You need to really find wingers. How many times we've said this over a lot of years too. Like Malkin just needs to find some consistent wingers that can be like how Rust is always on Sid's right side. Whatever it might be. So I think wingers balance out the top six. And if that's Koivunen and McGroarty in that mix and Raquel funnels down, now you've got top six and it can roll, whatever that might be. And then you, again, depth. I thought, a number of players, you come up and the couple moves that they made late, I think there's something to the guys they brought in a little bit later on. So they're finding their depth. They're finding what they have as far as role players, who are their penalty killers, and they've got young D, Joe. So I still think you got to spend money on a top six forward and make sure you round out the bottom six, that you have a mix of toughness, a mix of guys who can produce still to go. I mentioned Kevin Hayes before because he pushed around 15 goals, and if you can get that out of your bottom six, that's what you're looking for, whatever type of player that is. But you need to find depth scoring in, the lower half, but you need those guys to fulfill that role. Guys who are going to change the dynamic of a game when it's going sideways. Guys that, you can rely on defensively. That's what I would go about, because certainly they are just relying on Sidney Crosby again, running, controlling this, what they do as far as on the ice. You've got that set. You can have your top six almost set, and then you get a round out and that you really like what you put on the ice, that you're not deficient. And throughout this year, they didn't have it. They just never looked like they had that. If anybody went down, the depth was really challenged. Even though it's better than it was in certain years, it just wasn't there to Mike Sullivan's liking, the fan base, how the games played out. And then certainly, you go back, I think young D are in the system. And I think they're going to be happy with what they have down the line. I'm not sure what's happening with the Carlson thing. That was pretty straightforward about that. If they can move anybody and move that, I think they certainly would do that. I'm not sure how it's going to play itself out, but there's enough young D in the system that they're really developing, that they're really happy with.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And that's a great sign. And it's certainly what we say. We can't talk about goaltending, but the fact of the matter is that needs to be something truly. Whoever comes into the locker room next year, you need to have a mindset. I felt it almost needed to be different than what we saw this year. Now, they know what they have with Ned. They understand what his role is as a backup. He understands it. They got to make sure the other side is taken care of. But that's what I look at. And I think that's the only way you can contend. It can't just be Sidney Crosby's line scoring 50%, 40-some percent of the goals throughout the year, and you're not going to be successful. It won't happen. You got to make sure Malkin has wingers that can produce.
Well, let me jump in here, and I'm interrupting Bob, and I apologize for that, Bob, profusely.
Yep.
But I thought that this could be kept linear here because you mentioned the goaltending, Jay. Do you trust Tristan Jarry to be that guy next year, and do you think the Penguins trust him? I don't. I'd prefer to move on. Your thoughts?
I feel like what he did when he came back, Joe, I felt you got to tip your cap to him, because going through something tough as an athlete where it's gone completely sideways, and he righted the ship. He came back and he was producing in numbers that made him look like what he had done in the past. With that being said, I still feel like almost for him as well as a player and the organization, I almost feel like you need a different, unless they have great conversations over the summer, whatever it is, but we won't know that until they get into the games, and then it'll be hasn't won in the playoffs. There's a lot of things going on, but Joe, for me, and I mentioned it before, what he did was outstanding as an athlete, regrouped and came back and was better than he was before. But I still think they almost have to come back with a couple different things on the back end. You need to see somebody different. And I think the locker room needs it. I think he as a player needs it. Because the first thing that goes sideways, everybody's going to be on him again. And then if you go down that black hole again, it's a tough situation. But he certainly did something pretty spectacular that athletes had to battle through, and he did it. I still think it might be better for him to be elsewhere. And I think it might be better for the Penguins to have that happen and start anew. That's what I. That's how I would look at it. And they might not be able to do that, guys. The contract, a couple years left, all that stuff that goes with it. So there's all that side of it. But I would like to look at it like I want to be when I'm coming into that training camp next year. I want to see something. I need to see something different because the last 3 years, it's tanked us. It's taken us. We haven't made it. We haven't got to the playoffs. And there's a lot, and we can point at that more than a lot of other places. But truly, the team wasn't good in front of them, but the goaltending let them down. And I would not want to start the year the same way as I did the last three. If I can make a move, I would do it.
Yeah, I think most of us would agree with that. And trust, if you make a move, do you need to get if you're going to trust a young goaltender, whether it's Sergei Mirishov or Philip Larson or Blomqvist or any of them, don't you need someone, though, and maybe it's Nedeljkovic still because he signed for one more year, but Dubas has made it sound like anyway, all of these goaltenders are going to be in a fight at training camp, whoever they are. But do you think if they do part company with a guy like Jari and even Nedeljkovic, would they bring in somebody else to support a younger goaltender?
Yeah, I still see that's the tough part of this whole thing. That's why they certainly want to see this, what we've heard about the young goaltender, Mirishov, what he's doing, that's a really bright spot. But at the same time, we heard it about Blomqvist too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blomqvist, you get up to the NHL, it's a completely different, now it's a different world, like everybody says, it's different in every role, every position you play. But you don't want to, what if it's not the answer quite yet? You don't want to blow him out of the water. I think they prefer to let him keep developing. I think that's why they made the conversation about probably Jari and Ned being back, and there's going to be a competition. And you still do need what you just mentioned, Bob. That's the tough part. Either if you're going to move on, you need to bring somebody else in and let these guys continue to develop, and then it's going to be this guy's team in the future. And that's all the tough decisions that Kyle Dubas has to make. Truly, the contracts, how long do you wait for the young guys to come up, or do you just run with them? It's tough question marks for that.
All right, Jay. Last question here, and it's been a pleasure again working with you this year. You were fantastic every single week, and we really appreciate that. My last
pleasure,
question,
guys.
Before we let you go, is who's going to play in the Stanley Cup final and who's going to win it?
Yeah, wow. I thought Tampa, Florida just has there's a different element about Florida. So Bobrovsky is that good. They're talent up top. I still thought Tampa might come back, but I'm going to go out of the West. I'm going to go with Winnipeg and take Winnipeg.
Mm.
And I'm going to go with, I know.
I like it.
I'm thinking that, listen, I can't go against, I said I picked Tampa last night, even though they got beat, but they scored 6 goals on 16 shots. Vasilevsky will be better. Tampa Bay will be better. I think Tampa's going to come back, and I'm going to go Tampa, Winnipeg. And I might have just shot myself in the foot because Florida looked pretty good, but I'm going to still stay. I can't change my bet. I'm going to stay Tampa and Winnipeg, and Winnipeg wins.
Wow. The Jets have had the best record in the NHL. I like Tampa, but I had Dallas going against them, and I thought it was a key win the other night against Colorado in overtime. If they had gone down 0-2 going back to Denver, that would have not been good. So I think it's wide open, though. It really is.
It is, guys. And listen, it was a pleasure to talk to both of you all year, too, and really enjoy it, guys.
All right, Jay, we'll be in touch.
Hit them straight, but not often, Jay.
Jay is good with all the aspects of the game.
He is.
He's the VJ Singh of the local golf scene. He's always out on the range improving.
I'll be waiting for the text, the invite. Goodbye, Jay. There he goes, Bob. He's out on a nice course somewhere. He said he's on a trip, a golf trip. Where is he?
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
We should have asked
Brad Dreesen, his friend, is a really good dude, and had a chance to meet him and play with him last year, too. He can play. All these guys can play.
I know.
Hit it far.
I wish I could, but I can't.
You can.
No, I can't.
You made a par at 13 at Oakmont.
I did do that.
Circle the wagons.
There's
maybe
a lot of people who could play 18 at Oakmont and not make a par.
I know.
I made
it's
one.
It's hard.
And I remember it, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life. I miss it, a pitching
wedge.
I had
it on video, and I pushed the wrong button.
I miss hit a pitching wedge. I'd say it was 135 to 40 yards, but luckily, for once, I didn't go in a bunker. I went in between two massive bunkers up to the right of the hole in the rough, And then I made a very nice little chip out of the rough to within, I'd say, 5 or 6 feet, Bob. And
but
then
you
I
were
drilled
above
the putt.
The hole, though.
Above
that's a,
the
that's
hole.
A hard putt to make coming down the hill, but you did it.
I did it. And then we celebrated like it was Mardi Gras, didn't we?
Yes.
And I'll never forget it. Jerry Dulac is adamant on whether or not he thinks the Steelers would take Shedeur Sanders. Should he still be there at 21? I'll tell you what he said on his chat next. One of the most well-known play-by-play voices, probably that we've ever heard, passed away yesterday. We'll talk about that. And also, which Steelers legend will be calling out their draft picks? We've heard other legends. Franco Harris, I think, called out Kenny Pickett that year as the Steelers' first pick. Which one is going to walk, or two are going to walk to the podium this year? I'll tell you that next as well. It's Pomp and Joe, and I want to tell you about Gina Giampietro. In the meantime, the big boy Mark Cabali and Dan Zangrilli in the noon hour. Amy recently worked with Gina to sell her home in Dormont and said that she had an incredible experience from start to finish. Amy said Gina's one of the best agencies she's worked with nationwide, and that Gina was always responsive. Bob, they told me on the course yesterday I had a good radio voice. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do, actually. You've done it long enough where I think people identify. You can go to a bank, stand in line, and not see you, but hear your voice. And that's, I get that a lot, too. It's all about, you know, it's sort of your calling card now.
But it sounded better when I worked with Ron, because he has a horrible radio voice. But now I'm with you, so I feel shamed every day because you have the ultimate radio voice.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Let's go,
Ron,
baby.
I can't match that voice.
Austin's got a good one, too. So, I mean,
right?
You'll be known not only as radar and limits and whatever else Joe has called you, but voice.
Thankfully have been told that I have a good voice for radio.
You do.
I don't know if I have a face for TV like Bob Pompeiani does, but I certainly have a voice for radio, I'd like to think.
I took it as a compliment. Of course, now I'm working with the guy who has the single best voice in all of Pittsburgh sports. We heard that on Mulsey the Snowman with Bob Sola.
Don't cue that up again.
We played it yesterday.
I don't want to hear it.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Bob, pizza by Slice on Broadway is absolutely incredulent. So was the salad I had with the pizza. You had the Sicilian pizza. Is that what we would call that? The thick square one?
The thick ones are very interesting. I think they're a little bit too thick for me, but...
What a man you've become, Bob.
Just to try it. I haven't had one of those. My grandmother used to make those things, and man, she made them great.
So good. Did you partake, Limits?
Oh, I did. I had a piece of cheese, and I had a pepperoni slice. Incredible. It's one of my favorite parts of the week.
Me too. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Bob, we had a prominent play-by-play voice, one that, you know, if I say his name, we can all conjure his voice, passed away at the age of 80 yesterday, and that was Mike Patrick. Did you ever run across him?
I have done that. Really outstanding guy that I've met a few times. I always admired his work. I can't believe he's 80, though. That when I saw that, I was like, yeah. For me, I still think of him much younger than that. But yes, he made tremendous job with his play-by-play over the years, and it was very distinctive. He had some great calls in college football.
Yeah, he did. Limits, are you of an age? I can just hear his voice on college football. He worked with Paul McGuire.
Yes.
He worked with Dick Vitale. He worked with Jay Billis. I got a text yesterday that Mike Patrick was on the call for one of the most famous games in Pittsburgh sports history, 13-9.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that was a big one. But he always got the big assignments too, which is great. And he did a wonderful job with it. And that, again, speaking of voices and what it means, if you hear a voice, you can often know who it is without seeing the person.
Right.
Conversely, I've always been in it. Do you ever hear a voice and you don't know who it is and you think how that person would look? And then you're wrong.
Yeah.
But he was great.
He was a pro, is what he was. And just, again, one of those familiar voices. And when it's a local guy, it's almost like they're a part of your family. You know, like when Mike Lang passed away, and I think of people back in Buffalo that I grew up listening to, mm-hmm. They're literally in your living room. Right? Especially the way it used to be when families were in living rooms together watching sporting events. That voice was it was a family member. You know what I mean, Bob? Who were some of yours growing up? Bob Prince or?
Prince was, yeah, one of them. And, you know.
Myron Cope?
Myron Cope was also. But the cool thing about that, and I know you've had this opportunity too, when you meet them and get to know them beyond the voice and beyond that, you have, you know, one idea of what they're like, and then you meet them and you gain even more respect for them. And that's how I felt both about Bob Prince and Myron Cope. Bob actually did some work at KDK, so he was in our office quite a bit, and it was fun. We had a chance to play golf with him.
Really?
Yeah. And he cheated, but he didn't keep it secret. He knew that he was going to cheat, and you had to deal with it. As on the golf course. It was funny to play.
That's cool that you had those experiences.
Jack Fleming, got to know him a little bit. Bill Hillgrove, of course, over the years. Has become a mentor type, and just all these people you get to know, and it's awesome.
That's cool. Meanwhile, Teresa Varley from the Steelers tweets out who's going to be announcing their picks starting Thursday. We've heard Steelers legends, you know, throughout the years go up to that podium and announce the pick. As I mentioned, I think it was Franco who called Kenny Pickett's name, if I'm remembering mm-hmm. correctly. This year, according to Teresa, who's announcing the picks? Lynn Swann and Brett Kiesel. How about that, Bob?
Two good choices.
I'll say.
Now, I wonder if a wide receiver will be available when Lynn Swann makes the pick. That would seem to be the right way to go, but I don't know. Does it say what rounds they're doing it?
No. It just said those two will be among those announcing.
Among those will be others.
Maybe. Yeah. Brett Kiesel says it's a great honor to make a pick for the Steelers, my team. I love that team. He's a good guy, and I imagine, yeah, have you done events with him? You've spent time with Brett over the years, yes?
One of the best, and just outgoing, pleasant to everyone. He's got that beard that he made a lot of money on for a children's hospital, and he has his mind and his heart in the right place. He's very, driven to help community events, whatever they may be.
Yeah.
He's always been like that.
And he's not afraid of exotic animals.
No. And he's another guy who overcame a lot of odds. What was he, a seventh round pick?
Yes.
I mean, that's not easy. He and Chris Hoke both, overcoming it to having long double-digit careers.
Unbelievable athlete. What is he, 6'7"? How big is Brett Kiesel? Can you look that up? Is he 6'9"? I don't know what he is.
He's 6'6", in that range.
He used to be, he started out special teams just like Hines did. And he ain't slow, I can tell you that. He's an athlete.
He's 6'5", but he looks like he's 6'7".
Yeah, he does. And I saw him on the basketball court as well, going against Mike White and the people from North Hills one day, Bob. And he was really good. Now, of course, they had some guy on the other team. It used to be, when the Steelers had a basketball team.
Yeah, those they used would to travel be around. They would go to all these different high schools.
Right. Some of these guys, they'd show up with goggles and knee pads ready to take charges. And I remember Kiesel telling one guy, dial it back a little here, buddy.
Yeah, it's a friendly game. You don't want to take out a civics teacher.
Can you? Well, no. It was the civics teacher who was endangering the Steelers by taking charges and doing all that kind of stuff. I don't know if it was a civics teacher.
But a teacher would take a charge on Brett Kiesel coming down the lane.
Well, you know what I mean. It was some of these people who played the Steelers were a little bit too gung-ho.
No, I get that. I thought it was the other way around, that some of the Steelers, because they're so competitive. In those situations, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I think the games I saw, at least, they were able to dial it back a little bit. Can you imagine Limits on the court against the Steelers? He'd be diving for loose balls. He would be taking charges, wouldn't you?
And he also would be trash-talking, I suspect.
He'd be trash-talking. I've seen him out there with the Pitt players.
I don't know. If Brett Kiesel is running into me and I have to stand there, I think I might just completely fall flat over.
Yeah, that may have been a poor example. Yeah. I did not see anybody attempt to take a charge on
him. I'll be shooting a lot of threes.
Jerry Dulac's chat is out before we get to Dan Zangrilli, top of the hour. And he remains adamant, Bob, that there will be no Shedeur Sanders. He just completely cuts that off at the pass. Somebody says to him, Shedeur Sanders, Derek Harmon, Kenneth Grant, who do you believe the Steelers take between these three at 21? Dulac's answer, and I quote, not Sanders. How about that?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I that's why I look at it, too. They need real big help on their defensive line, and there's some really good potential people there.
But that's not an opinion. That's him saying they're not taking Sanders.
I think that's an opinion.
No, that's reporting.
But he's done that before on certain things, and it hasn't worked out that way.
Well, he did. Well, that's because sometimes sources might not be accurate. Like on Pickett, he said zero chance on Pickett, but his sources said that, really.
Well, he didn't say his story. That was from his response.
Yeah.
Now, if you think that source is fine, but it could be that he just doesn't believe it at all after everything he hears.
Somebody else says, I'm starting to think that Shedeur Sanders, these talks are smoke screens. What's your opinion? Dulac, very perceptive. So tell me more about the smoke screen. I have a small brain, Bob. What is Tomlin setting when he's praising Shedeur? What's the smoke screen? Well, it designed to fool and why if he's not taking a quarterback anyway?
If he's doing it to make them think that the Steelers are interested in Shedeur Sanders, and a lot of people have come to that conclusion, that maybe he will force somebody's hand into taking Shedeur Sanders so that somebody else he may want drops to him. I don't know.
A defensive lineman, for example?
Or another quarterback like your friend Jackson Dart. I don't know.
Well, the next question is from Trey to Dulac. Who do the Steelers like in more in your eyes, Dart or Sanders? Dulac said, I don't think it's going to matter. He doesn't think they're taking a quarterback.
No, and I don't either. So I'm on the same page with him on that. But then I don't know what the gamesmanship is, other than Mike Tomlin seems to take great delight in throwing people off. He talked about it yesterday. And I think the Malik Willis was the best example.
Well, he
of it.
Sure has thrown people off by not competing in one playoff game in 10 years, right?
Yeah, but in this
they haven't
in this
been
context,
competitive
I think
in
that's
one.
These guys, and maybe Jerry Jones is doing the same thing down there in Dallas. I don't know what he's up to, bringing out things that he wants people to talk about.
That's interesting. Now,
may not be true. I don't know.
He said there are big trades in the works and a lot of people talking about George Pickens maybe going to Dallas. Dulac is asked by a man named John, do you think George Pickens is getting a contract extension since he is not getting traded? Dulac says, nope. And who said he's not getting traded? They have until November to do so. I still think there's a good chance that George Pickens gets traded. I think we've all lost our minds. I think that time sometimes...
That's also part of the misdirection stuff. They made it sound like he's not going anywhere. And for now, he may not be. But in the long scheme of things, they may have a different opinion.
Or for now, he may be. I think that time tends to soften, you know, what our perceptions. And the George Pickens year did not end well. We all remember the Bengals home game. And I think we all remember them not picking up, not renewing his contract, Bob, but bringing in another guy to be their number one receiver. They gave their receiver money to DK Metcalf, right, and essentially told him, you're our guy, which by extension is telling Pickens, you're not. And call me crazy, Bob, but based on George Pickens' history here, I'm imagining he might not handle that very well or very maturely.
Well, listen, you know, I mean, if his aspirations are to be a, quote, number one, then no, this is not the right place, and neither would be Dallas.
Of course those are his aspirations. Okay. He thinks...
If he is, then something's going to happen, or he better understand that he doesn't have that role. I think T. Higgins once thought he was a number one, had to settle for number two, but he still got a lot of money. Maybe not as much as Ja'Marr Chase. At some point, you have to deal with the reality of the situation, and I think that's part of what George Pickens has to go through. He has to understand where he is, why the money was given to DK Metcalf. There's a longer history of success there, and deal with it.
Well, he's not going to. I don't think he is anyway. That's not my bet, which is why I think the Steelers, there's still a decent chance he could be traded this week. I think there's a decent chance of that. Do you?
I wouldn't rule that out, only because I think they really do covet these picks, and they had to give up a two for Metcalf. They may want to get somehow that back, and it may take more than George Pickens. You know, I don't know that you can get a two for George Pickens.
Holy ostrich milk.
Do you
Bob.
Think you could?
Probably not.
Three.
No, but, you know, half the thing with avoiding picking or with trading picking more is avoiding the distraction, the blow up, the moping, the whining, the erupting. That happened before they announced to the world that he's not their guy and that somebody
right.
else is.
And that happened in that Kansas City game where he showed up very late.
Come on. Yeah, and then didn't run a pattern and may have caused an interception. And then we saw Mike Tomlin completely absolve him of it. And when somebody asked Arthur Smith what happened on that play, what was Pickens supposed to do on that play? Smith's answer, very memorably, was not that. Remember?
I do remember that quote, yes.
As I was mentioning, Bob, holy ostrich milk. Bill in L.A. asked Dulac, can you milk an ostrich, Bob?
I'm not going to answer that because I have no idea. And if I say yes, I know what people will say back. So
limits.
Don't even ask.
Okay.
No idea.
Pretend I didn't ask. Bill in LA, what do you think the Steelers believe Mason Rudolph's weaknesses and limitations to be? Dulac, he's not a legit running threat. Otherwise, none. What? Mason has no weaknesses or limitations, Bob, other than he can't run. That sounds like Tom Brady. So hold on a second here. He's good. He's good throwing. Like he's good. He's good on broken plays. He's good making something out of nothing. He's got great pocket presence.
I think he does have good, not great, but good pocket presence. I think we saw that in those games at the end of the year 2 years ago. He stayed in there, took hits to make plays. The one that sticks out to me is Wanda Pickens in the Seattle game. He took a hit just as he released the ball, but he was not afraid to stay in there.
Surely you're not endorsing the idea that running, he has no weaknesses limitations?
No, I wouldn't agree with that. What I'm saying is he does have good pocket presence. If I'm highlighting what he does best, that would be it. You know, he's not afraid to stay in there and make plays and step up to make the plays.
Well, that's part of pocket presence. The other one is processing the game. I would say I don't consider that to be a strength either, honestly. Big moments, things like that. I don't know, man. Hey, that seems to be way over the top. If that's the case, then he should be their starter. Because that person asks, what do you think the Steelers believe Rudolph's weaknesses and limitations to be? He says he's not a legit running threat, otherwise none. So if he's not a running threat, but otherwise he's basically perfect, no weaknesses or even limitations, then why are they courting Aaron Rodgers? They have a perfect quarterback other than he can't run.
Well, I don't think the plan, again, I think the plan at the beginning of the offseason had nothing to do with Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers. I think this plan has developed this way because of things they were not able to get done.
This is incorrigible, Bob. Yes.
There's no way that you came into this.
They're scrambling. They're desperate.
January and said, we're going to go after Rodgers and Rudolph. Yes. I just don't think that. But it is where they are, so they have to
This is like when Ron was looking for a prom date, Bob. Nobody said yes, and at some point he was just scrambling. And he wound up with Gretchen, and she puked on the porch after they went to the prom together, and it forever
what
became known.
What was the
known.
Source of the throwing up?
Was it for, well, I don't know if it was.
Or was it just being with Ron? thank you, Ron, for laughing at that, because I didn't call you stupid.
That's why it became forever known as the Gretchen for Gretchen episode, Bob. It didn't
Is
go
Is that
well.
Right? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
He's called it that?
No, I labeled it that when he told me the story.
Okay.
But this is similar to that. Like, you know, all right, I'm so desperate now, it doesn't matter. Please, I need a prom date, you know? I'll go with anybody. That's what they look like to the rest of the league right now.
Well, we'll see what happens after Thursday and Friday, Saturday. I want to see how this all plays out and what they're doing with it. And it'll tell you a lot about where they're going to go with regard to the quarterback, I think.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.